Okay. So welcome to the next presentation. We're going to be hearing from Francisca Zimoski and Anisha Toyokak and Mike Toyokak.
I never know. Is this on?
No, it's on.
Can you hear me okay? I never know what kind of podium I'm going to end up with, whether I should wear my heels or not. Jamai huinga yuchtun mashkusagaugo duiruyaramiumunga. Hello, my name is Francisca Zimoski, and I'm originally from Togak, Alaska, which is in southwest Alaska in Bristol Bay. I'm the land manager for Bristol Bay Native Corporation. And I'd like to say thank you to the conference for inviting us to share about the place names work that we're doing in Bristol Bay. Here with me are our local elders, experts, Mike and Anisha Toyokak of Manikodik, who you will hear from later. The first collection of place names was published in 1902 by the Geological Survey to help prepare and publish maps for gold exploration. Today's place names collection efforts seek a different kind of treasure, and that is the preservation of Alaska Native cultural heritage. Place names reveal critical insights into language and interactions with the land going back millennia. Over the last 30 years, this knowledge has been slipping away, making the documentation of place names more urgent than ever. Elders have worked collaboratively with anthropologists, universities, and other Alaska Native regional corporations to record these place names and oral narratives that often go along with them. So first, let me, before I get to this next slide, our presentation today highlights the place names collection efforts in the Bristol Bay region and include specific ideas and strategies that can be used in other rural place name collection efforts. You will, so first, a little bit about Bristol Bay. This is the Bristol Bay region shown here in red, the regional boundary, which is about 40 million acres in size, and of that, 27 million acres is the land. We have 31 villages in the region and three cultures. So BBNC is very unique as we represent three different cultures, the Aleutic, Dena'ina, and Yupik, each having their own language and dialect. In 1971, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act created 13 regional Native corporations, including BBNC. The idea for a place names project in Bristol Bay was championed by the late Harvey Samuelson, who was a resident of Dillingham and a former BBNC board member. He spoke about the importance of preserving place names in the region before they slipped away. And this idea to preserve an essential part of our cultural knowledge started with a local community member and required an investment in time, money, and resources. The Place Names Project found a home at BBNC, where our mission is enriching our Native way of life. Providing a framework, a plan, and some funding, we've been able to work with researchers, GIS experts, Native speakers, and database developers to gather more than 950 place names and making those available in one online location. Today, I will share how we went about collecting, organizing, sharing this invaluable cultural resource. So how do you get started collecting place names data? First, we began with existing resources that were readily available, and then we researched and recorded names from previously published literature. We also conducted elder interviews, and during workshops, we were able to collect more names on the spot. We also pursued ways to partner with others with similar goals. And as a corporation, BBNC has supported place names projects through small grants. And we also work with the Bristol Bay Native Corporation Education Foundation to promote their place names, cultural heritage grant opportunities. And finally, we have a form on our website where you can submit place names. So after collecting all this information, how is it organized and preserved? Place names, by definition, are tied to the land. So it's pretty vital to be able to see them on a map. And by building a GIS database, you can tie your place names data to a physical location. And this, in this example from our database, we can see a dot for each place name. And each dot can be clicked on for additional information. Building a GIS database will require some expertise or some funding to have someone do it for you. It's important to think ahead about what information you will need to add to the database so that it contains enough fields. This is an example of the kind of information included in our database. And here are two different views of a specific location along with the information that you see when selecting it. This location is Jawernachmiut and is a Yupik name and means drum village. It's a place where reindeer hunters stayed. These are examples of the kinds of fields you might consider when designing your own database. It's important to document the source where the information came from. And my favorite feature is the ability to hear how the place name is pronounced. In this example, when you click on the listening link, this is what you hear. Now, how do we make sure everyone gets this information that we've collected? So librarians have known for a long time that books are of no use just sitting on the shelf. And that's the same way we felt about place names on our, in our database. We sent our database on CD to schools in the region and provided access to it at our corporate headquarters. Since we needed a central location for easy sharing, we acquired the website address, bristolbayonline.com, and that was in 2004. And then we developed a website to include our database. In 2015, we also developed a blog-based portion of the site where we can more easily update and add news and resources. Place names projects generally need some kind of funding or in-kind resources to cover items such as travel costs, technology, and data entry. We worked hard to find partners with the same interests who could support the project with funds for cultural preservation, time, or expertise with mapping or imagery. Our ongoing partnerships help us continue to share this knowledge. Make connections with your local universities and public schools who may encourage student projects related to place names, collection, or use of your database. Student interns could help transcribe interviews or input information into your database. Finally, grant funding can be a source of ongoing support or can fund select portions of your project. Search out private organizations or agencies that support language or cultural preservation efforts. Intergenerational connections between elders and youth, and documentation of history and geography. I will now turn it over to Mike and Anisha. They will give strategies for local place names collection based on their own experiences.
Good afternoon. My name is Anisha Toyakuk from Manicotek, Alaska. My Yupik name is Kniginach Kayagak. And I came from where my family, especially my dad and grandma, moved away to another place because of the different resources they find in another place. And even though they didn't want to leave that area, they had to move in order to find more resources from another place. And there are so many things a child needs to learn. We need to tell them what our ancestors has brought down to us. There is so many to learn, and we've heard that there is no child left behind in learning what they need to learn. Place names for survival and other things. Today, I've seen some young men who I used to teach in school, and my husband was one of them that worked as UM director. Now they have learned many places where to hunt and how to survive in wilderness. And we've had one incident that took place where, when our place was so, the blizzard came in, and that young man knew what to do. He stopped where he stopped, built himself a shelter under the snow, and survived the blizzard. So it's important that we teach our younger generations about the places when they survive, or when they're lost, they will know exactly where to go now that they have technology, the phones you use today. They will probably call us and tell us where they're at. Thank you. Om ich bin.
Hallo.
Attention. Ich habe es belohnt. Ach, um die.
My name is Mike Toygek from Manukuruk. I'll speak in my language. I always take my language to the other cities. Yeah. Alaska mit nun at abtritt. Ich doch kuki. Our parents. Die lernte abtritt. Ich doch steht mal ich abtritt. Nun at. Nun at so hat. Gui hat so hat geluten. Ging ich so hat geluten.
He says that from way back. He doesn't know that time our people have named places in our area, and all the little places that they stop while they're hunting are named. And it's important to learn those names as Native people in our area.
Manokota miawani so asat nunat twani. Awani nunam ni manich tun ayokunaidok.
He says where he comes from is not like Hawaii.
Yeah. Bishokwe kait asaunga mung kwankutatokuna nunam ni Bishokwe akaputkani tali.
He says even our way of hunting has changed. Years ago we hunted by walking. Today we hunt by using snowmobiles. The way our young people have hunted is changing today. They are starting to use the white man's way of hunting in our area. He says the people of years ago used their body parts as a measuring tool.
In the Bristol Bay area,
there's different places. One of them is Duyugyakmiut, that's where I'm from. Another one is Gulukamiut, the people of Gulukak. Igusikagmiut, the people from Igusik. Ilgayakmiut are the people from the Nushigak. Gatirmut are the people that live up there by Kalikan. Avilogumut are the people from Naknik area. Nanvakpagumut are the people from the big lake up there.
Makutlunat, we should wear right Ayok Knatin. Do you wear a mute? We should wear a honey.
All these villages that he talks about, like in Togiak, the resources in Togiak are different from the resources in Gulukak, so they're all different. The people from the village Kalikanuk is the northernmost village in our area, and that's how it got its name, Kiatirimut. There, he's saying that they are different from the two places that he talked about because of where it's located.
Ukutlogilogmut Naknik area bisinsaritamsinrautkhongkutnis Naknikhani kiputsaitamsinrulutingtoni tamnunnini.
He says there's a lot of fish in Naknik, and that's where people make the most money in our area.
It's about 40 miles far. from interior tak suni ta na su ayo kanri lo na na khalo ni chuk phak pagnik trout tank ayo kna tin kai um phani nal na phak mo nu ni
and then again nu the people of the lake the Iliamna lake their resources are different from the three that he talked about. There's pike and trout and moose.
So if you tamakutta awani prishtal primilone ya upagatus home makalagatuk nun neat nun upatus hot moganutu mokoit nun neat nun.
Most of the people moved to these places because of the abundance of food, trees, because they needed heat mm-hmm. for their homes and where there's fish.
Upagal gait nunat nunit ni ayok nagil ng nagat sa kaluni. Tapos nunabo ting na nunalis ko si net at sa iyo ni pitik siyugi.
And some places they moved to because of the berries, like the cloud berries in one area, crow berries in another area.
I'd like to say thank you to Mike and Anisha for coming down to Hawaii with me and presenting. It's Mike's first time to Hawaii, so.
This is my second time here, but this is all like a dream. And getting to meet so many teachers from different countries is like wow to me right now. And I was so privileged to see Australian people, because when I was in school, our teacher used to let us watch films on Australia people. Thank you.
So I imagine that some of these place names overlap from different language groups.
Yeah.
So how do you resolve that?
Yep.
Do you give primacy to anybody or do you
different languages?
So in our website, we add all the names that are given to us. We have fields where we have a Aleutic name and Yupik name where there's overlap, and then Dinaina name and Yupik name where there's overlap also. So we include all that. We even have fields for Russian name and English name because we've had some Russian influence in the area. So. It's done internally within the corporation.
Okay, so are there plans, mm-hmm. like,
it's housed in Bristol Bay Native Corporation in Anchorage. So it's not in the villages, and we maintain the website ourselves, and we push it out newsletters. You know, this is still available. It's ongoing project. So we, through newsletters, through place name workshops, we let people know, shareholders know that, you know, it's still out there. So, and we do get calls. I mean, people wanting maps for search and rescue, so that's another great tool that's, you know, the way it's used.
I think it's really great that you have the website. I was wondering, are there any plans for archiving this? Is the longevity of it and preserving it for the future? I was wondering.
So we have a memorandum of agreement with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Alaska Native Language Archive Center. That's another place where we keep this database. So. And I believe there's a link on there to our website.
Doi?
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 No more? In the Yupik language of Illinois, if I mentioned that word, Yupik Eskimo.
Doi?
Yeah.
Your life?
Uyana.
Learn to say doi.
Thank you for that. That was wonderful.